The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stepmiller. Did I say good afternoon or evening? Afternoon. That's habit. At any rate. It is, you almost said Monday. Oh, gosh. It's the 27th day of December 2017, and that guy cackling at me in the background is none other than my Monday guy, Ron McDonald, but we weren't here Monday, and we're not going to be here this coming Monday, but you're here now.
I'm here now, yes. Well, and I have a favor. I'm going to say hi to my grandsons. They're an RBN. They're RBN bass fans.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they're 8, which is Siri. There's 6, which is Gino. And there's 4, which is Vito Mascherini.
And do these young people, what do they like about the show?
Well, they like politics.
They like politics?
Because, they listen to their grandfather, so they certainly like politics.
Okay, well, tell...
They like the truth.
Well, tell Granddaddy that the only thing politics are is avoiding the Constitution. I want to... it's been an interesting couple of days here. First off, I get an envelope. It was a package of sorts, Ron. And I picked the thing up, and when I did, I knew immediately what it was. And so I opened the thing up, and it says this: Big Bad John, 12 days of humbug enclosed, courtesy of Our Lady of Perpetual Guilt. We love you and RBN, Brenda and Lou. They sent down 12 Canadian maple leaves.
Wow.
Thank you, Brenda and Lou. I really appreciate it. There's a whole lot of Canada that needs to be tuning into what's going on down here. That's for sure. And today, if you're listening, Mr. Waller, you don't know how much your donation was appreciated. The man sent over $2,500.
Wow.
And that's a good start on cleaning up what's left over of this month. And then we got January. So, wow. It's never ending. And one more thing. Somebody had sent me a donation with a nice card. Thank you. They say that RBN comes to us by rooftop satellite. We bought years ago for under $300 from Rick Kaler. Mike, is that Rick Kaler? Is that satellite guy? Can you look that up? I'll give him a plug. Because more people, tell you what, folks, there is free stuff on the satellite hookup. I mean, many programs. Is there TV on that, Mike? There's also TV that you can drop in and view worldwide programming. Okay, at any rate, bought it for $300 from Rick Kaler. You only pay for the initial cost of equipment, then it's cost-free. Unless a part or something occasionally needs replacement. Commenting on RBN programs we most often frequent, we will list our favorites and why. Chris Hinckley, Road Warrior, extremely informative, and when he is in his more or less professional, traditional, or trend, rather, instead of religious or political, it's very interesting as well as educational. as a college course. Rick Adams is not on often enough, or schedule at times easier to hear, but we do listen. He is excellent. And again, I want to remind people that we have archives up there, and please use the archives at your convenience. Michael Rivero and his Charming Claire, a regular program that we look to for real news and topics not covered many other places. Vince Finelli has a very good program. We are so sorry he has quite a few situations that result in having a number of replays. We enjoy his guests like Dr. Sheely and Rick. We've blown hot and cold on Deanna and Jamie Kelso's program. Deanna once again going to the mat for the official story at Sandy Hook. Jamie, unwillingness to confront truly unacceptable actions of the Trump administration. They're afraid he's going to lose his truthful objectivity on any topic that he addresses. I don't tell talk show hosts what to say on this network or how to say it, but I always remind Jamie, if this dude screws up, I expect you to report on it. And they finish out by saying, thank you for all you and RBN are doing. Unfortunately, Genesis programs, attitude, and commercials become less worthwhile every day. Seems for many, I'm sorry, I can't read that. RBN is just about the only alternative and usually objective and wide-ranging news source for many of us. We try to send about $60 every month and a half. This is instead of cable TV. Best wishes, and I thank you guys as well. Vincent Finelli, I went up to Missouri, went up to his farm, and Saturday is my travel day. I didn't get there till later Saturday night, and Sunday, of course, was Christmas Eve, and Monday being Christmas, of course. And then Tuesday was my travel day back. In the last month, I've traveled the width of this country. It's 1,500 miles up there and back. So in the last month, I've put about 3,000 miles on the car. But I went up there, and I did not realize it was going to be a working Christmas, because that is a working farm. And you guys out there, if you're a farmer or you know farmers, especially livestock, we're not talking about growing corn or soybeans here. Growing cattle is a 24/7, 365 days a year endeavor, and it's unfortunate. He's got about 9 cows that he's got to get rid of. There's a strain of cows, red cows, that he brought in, and they're having problems with birthing, and they're only getting, I think, $1.40 or $1.45 for a pound of beef.
Wow.
Now, and I asked him, I said, what? I said, everything else is inflated through the roof. I mean, food costs are the first things to escalate. And he goes, yeah. And he says, under normal circumstances, we would be able to make money doing this. I mean, they're barely breaking even, believe it or not, with a 250-acre farm and 100 head of cattle and all the endeavors and all the work. And it is work, folks. If you don't think so, if you're not a cattle farmer, or if you don't know one, you have absolutely no idea. So Saturday, one of those red cows, Ron, that had a birthing problem, and the calf was dead. They had spent a couple hours chasing it all over, you know, whatever's acre. And the calf was half out, and and it was dead. What happens, and then the cow gets infected, they go septic, and then they die of infection. Well, proper antibiotics was administered, and, you know, the attention and care, and the way to get those cows out of there is by a come-along. I mean, you literally have to ratchet the thing out of the mom, and his son, when he was doing this, trying to be very careful, heard a pop, didn't know exactly what it was, but we discovered later the pelvis was fractured, and we didn't know this. And the cow's down, and we're trying to get it up. And I'll tell you what, trying to roll around an 800-pound cow is unto itself is work. You remember, Ron? I had my motorcycle accident, screwed up my left shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, that puppy popped out. twisted my knee. Of course, the one that was operated on 30 years ago. That I went to bed that night with it swollen up like a softball. But I'm okay. It's God's way of telling you. Pain is God's way of telling you, hey, stupid, you're still alive. But, it was an experience, you know, doing this. So finally, he called the vet, friend of his, and told him, said, look, this is what's going on. The cow ain't going to make it. And the darn thing, one, was hanging on to life so hard. The first day, I went out there and got her upright, tried to get her up, and she didn't want to get up. She seemed really listless and swollen. And so the antibiotics were kicking in. The next day, the swelling was down. And we put a crib up. The first day, went out there and got her up. Four stakes in the ground and two pallets to keep her in between the two, keep her from rolling over. Keeps the legs underneath her, help keep her warm. But that night, she crawled out of that. About 5 or 10 feet. The next day we went back. So, well, let's put him back up. So we did. And the following morning, she had crawled about 20, 25 feet, trying to get back to the herd. She was also looking for her her calf, which was obviously gone. But, you know, you just don't, and this is on top of Vince battling what I was battling, and it really knocked him for a loop, damn near killed him. You know, a couple of weeks ago, his 94-year-old mother dies, and you don't want to have anything associated with death. It's not a good reminder of anything. But for you folks out there that have never listened to Finelli's program, you don't know about Vince Finelli, hell of a guy. I consider him and his family my family, and vice versa. So at any rate. So, how was your Christmas?
Well, my God, after that story, jeez.
Oh no, I'm not complaining. I'm telling you, man.
I'm just thinking. I'm feeling the pain the cow had to be in during that process of time. I don't know if you had any painkillers for it, or
I assume
you didn't even know her pelvis was fractured.
You can't give painkillers to a cow. They're in a weakened state, and that's pretty traumatic having that whole episode happen. They're kind of in a semi-shock state, and you know you just don't want to do anything that's gonna, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's something else about Finelli and his damn cows. Now, anybody who knows anything about cattle farming or growing cows, they're beastie little creatures. I mean, they can get cantankerous, and they'll run you off, and they'll try to run you down. And I mean, they're not exactly your putty tat type of attitude animal. But these, they hand feed many of them, you know. Mm-hmm. Vinny can call them, and the cows will come a running, that kind of thing. And I looked at him and I said, isn't it kind of dangerous to get this close to your cows? And he said, no, they're cows, we're people. But there is no reason. And many farmers, they really go out of their way. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe they don't go out of their way to mistreat their cows, but they don't treat them with a whole lot of respect. Okay, you know, they're just a dumb animal. Well, let me tell you something. You know, in our infinite wisdom, and we're the top dogs on the planet, and our arrogance, I'm going to tell you what. I'm constantly reminded that we think we know, and what we don't know, and what we think we know, just for continuity's sake, we'll take a little bit of this and slather in a whole bunch of that, and then do the connectivity thing. The arrogance that we're top dog is, I believe, part of the respect that aspect of this, that we really don't have the respect for ourselves, for animal life, or for the planet in general. Now, that might sound like some kind of tree hugger speech, but it's not. You know, I don't think that, Ron, just sometimes I think that if people understood what we're really about, you know, this isn't. You know, this is about sustainability. I'll use that term. You know, this isn't about just us against them. And sometimes they will hear your words but not your meaning. They won't get it. And by they, I mean people that are opposed to you because they're in some sort of, I'm in this camp, or I'm in this tribe, you know, I'm the I hate Donald Trump crowd, or I'm in this crowd over here, or I'm this snowflake over there. Let me tell you something. For what human beings are and what we require for a decent life, y'all need to start listening to us because we're here to preserve it. Yeah, and I know, and you guys know this as well, the corporatization of America, the fascism that's going on, what we're seeing is the extreme groups that I'm sure is the led and very well-paid opposition. But people are people. And when you boil them all down, they pretty much have the same basic needs and desires and wants. Ron, I've been angry. I've been an angry young man because we need to start picking up the pace. They're coming out of the box, man. They're just. I was reading the Detroit News today, somewhere up in the UP, on the shore, somebody has a big cross, you know, it's a nice cross. Well, there's a group up there wants to take it down.
Jeez.
And it's like, you know what? Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, if I lived in that county or near that cross, I would tell them, you know, try to take that down. You know, you're going to have to take my life to take that down, and in the process, you might lose yours. But, you know, that might lend people to believe that, I'll kill for Christ, you know. And it ain't about that. It ain't about that. And the smarter people will leave the people of faith alone because they're striving for something. You know, I mean, the people aren't getting it. They don't know leave well enough alone. They don't know, they don't get it, and they don't want to know, and they don't want to get it, apparently. While the entire country is being cooked out from under them. I don't know.
You know, you mentioned something about Vincent is just barely breaking even. Is that the common thread throughout the United States, or is that his locale, or what's going on there? Because I know beef at the store is expensive.
Well, that's where your middlemen come in, and that's where all the fees. And then you start telling me about the fees for the auctioning, for the fee for this and the fee for that, and everybody's got their hand in this thing. And I looked at him, I said, you know, so there's a company called Omaha Steaks. I don't know if you've ever seen their commercials.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
What these people do is they ship you beef, and they got specialty dishes, desserts, and they'll send you pork chops or chicken breast or whatever the case is. At any rate, I told him, I said, you know, I said, why don't you, you know, do your own cows, do your beef cows, and start doing what Omaha Steaks is doing. And he says, and doing that, he says, now there's a whole new troop of government people moving in with added expense. So to take a reasonable profit, and here's the guys doing the grunt work, Ron. Here's the guys down in the cow crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the guys that are having to deal with the traumas and the goings-on and the machinations of trying to raise cows. And then through all of the effort, and as I said, it's nonstop. Kind of like what this network is. It's nonstop. It's constant care. Got to be there every single day. And, you know, to hear that they get $1.40 for a lousy pound of beef, and then you go to the store and a pound of hamburger is $5 or $5.50, and there's middle people in there. So I told him, I said, you know, why don't you start a slaughter operation? Why don't you age your own beef? You know, package your own beef and do what Omaha Steaks does. And I would absolutely, hands down, without any question, trust a piece of beef coming from Finelli than I would ever anybody else. And I'm sure many in the audience who listen to him on GCN and the audience who listen to him here would agree and would be customers. But I don't. He's I don't know. I don't know. It would be something that I would want to do because I would consider that to be a full service stop for all the pains put into it. And the satisfaction of watching somebody cut into a piece of your beef with a big smile on their face. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
By the way, just for grins and giggles, folks, there's something I would like you to see. You remember Phil Donahue, right, Ron?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. There was a show on February 3rd of 1984, and they had James Wickstrom on from the Posse Comitatus. And it was very interesting, the reaction from a 1984 audience. And, of course, Donahue, pressed the thing about blacks and Jews and this and the other. But the amount of information that he put out was pretty amazing. That would not ever air on television today. That's for damn sure. But just for giggles, folks, did you put on the banner what I asked you to? Take a time trip back? Oh, well, put that up there. At any rate, it is worth watching. It's about 45 minutes long. But go to republicbroadcasting.org and click that on and just watch it. And what Wickstrom said back in 1984 versus where we're at today, holy mackerel. It went from kind of a socialized, communized, hand-cherry-picked group of people that they put on. And, every once in a while, Donahue would break through with something. But that's not even possible anymore. On the other hand, I'm watching One News Network this morning, and guess what they had on? That wasn't rhetorical. No, I'm seeing if you're still awake.
Okay, I haven't a clue what they had on.
Or you didn't walk into the kitchen.
This is one of those questions that it could have been anything.
Well, it wasn't rhetorical. But here, they were talking about vaccinations. They were talking about Prozac and antidepressants. And they went through a list, Columbine, the theater out there with the red-haired Bozo the Clown, and did a pretty good job of explaining that this very well could be why these mass shootings are going on. Whoa. Wow. Now, you would, and the reason they can get away with that is because, A, they want to do a story like that. Two, they don't have any drug manufacturers sponsoring their program. So it gives them a little bit of latitude. And I don't think a lot of people understand and appreciate. You know, we could have done a commercialized, throw anything up there kind of radio network. We could have put the crap up there and not really spoken about anything and just bumped along and built a nice little radio empire and would have had all kinds of advertisers selling you all kinds of useless stuff or poisonous things or, you know, whatever. But we've stayed the course. And we have been true to ourselves and, more importantly, true to the listeners. So I just want you people to understand and appreciate that. 2018, I got no clue what's coming. And nobody else does, but I've seen an uptick in fake news being put out, hoping that the alternative media will jump on it. I'll give you an example. What was that... Blu-ray beam, laser beam in California starting fires.
Yes.
And I'm
yes.
looking at this and I'm going, really? Turns out that the guy was taking a selfie of himself.
Oh.
And it was. And this is why I'm bringing this up. I urge people, if you know the source or you personally know the source of disinformation being put out, go after them. Question them. Ask them, why are you trying to load up the internet with crap? Mike, did somebody actually say, were you joking or were you serious, that it was kind of slow around before Christmas and, you know, why don't you guys talk about UFOs since things are slow? What? Talk about UFOs? Really? With all deference to Jeff Rentz, there's the Rentz Radio Network. You can go read about. Although I've noticed, maybe it's cyclical, but maybe it's not, that there's less and less about little green men over there. Hopefully that's the case. John in Michigan. John, do you happen to know of?
Yes.
Do you happen to know of where that cross is that I mentioned earlier?
Is it in the UP?
Yeah, I think it is, yes.
There is a large cross, and it is quite a tourist attraction. I don't know if it's that far up. It might be in the tip of the Mint. The tip of the Mint.
Well, it was in the Detroit News, and there's a group of people. I didn't even bother reading the story. You know, I almost consider that to be a clickbait title to a story, but I didn't have to read any further. I don't know who's involved with trying to have the damn thing, the thing taken down.
I comment on the fact that most of the people 40 and under have been educated in a very dumbed down moment, and so anything that they really believe in or follow is so compromised with their education system that I take everything they have.
Is that what they call it now? Is it still an education system, or why don't they just call it for what it is? Propaganda.
Well, right. Is the break coming up?
Yeah, it is coming up right now. Hang on just a couple of minutes. We eliminated one commercial at the bottom of the hour, folks. Used to have four. We bumped that back to three, and I'll be looking to maybe clean up the schedule a little bit more for the listeners.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
By the way, I was driving down from Missouri, and I'm listening to a Canadian channel, and they're doing the best of 150 entertainers, and Bachman was on, and he was talking about the taking care of business. They literally wrote that thing on the fly, and he just dreamed up that taking care of business. It was supposed to be something, a white collar, something or other. And he just threw it in there, and it's one of their most popular songs. At any rate, just a little tidbit of no information there. John, you still there?
Oh, yes, yes. Am I coming through okay? I'm on speakerphone. Is that okay?
You shouldn't have said that.
Oh, well, okay, now I'm off of speakerphone.
Thank you.
my initial call was about farming, because I get raw milk because I'm a herd share member of this one small farm. They have about four cows, and they have horses too. And just watching them work that amount is amazing. They're up at 4 in the morning, and the one member of the family goes to another farm where they have 2,000 milk cows, and she starts at 1 o'clock and comes back at 4 o'clock, takes a nap, and gets back up and goes down to do with chores at their place, and then it's just a on and on, nap and work, nap and work. And there's a thing people might want to know about cows, too. The milk cows are supposed to be of a genetic breed that they're referred to as A2 cows. I think I brought that up before on your show. They're the brown and white Guernseys. The black and white cows are A1 cows, and that milk is not really supposed to be used for consumption.
Right.
They're supposed to be meat cows only.
Right.
And you can find that information at eMineral.info, which is Dr. Ory's site up here, but that's a sidebar. You brought up a couple of other things, UFOs and also fires being ignited. I remember reading in Dr. Len Horowitz's book, Death in the Air, that the Navy has that technology where they can create fires with lightning strikes. That was way back when he put that out. And then the UFO thing, a friend of mine here, his son was on the Carl Vinson aircraft carrier, and I asked him about chemtrails and other things because he was second to the captain. He reported to the captain, and he said to me, John, he said, when we're looking at our screen for aircraft in the vicinity, he said, we see these dots that are just all over the place and going way faster than any of our images. He said, that happens all the time. And so there is something, some valid validity to that story. And then the same aircraft carrier another friend was on off the East Coast, Vincent seems to be involved with a lot of things. But he said, okay, go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, people don't have any idea what he's doing. He does a radio two-hour program every day. He's doing a farm. He used to do meetups every Monday. He's put on preparedness shows. The guy worked his fingers really to the bone. I mean, a lot of people don't understand and appreciate what Finelli has done.
Well, it's an honorable lifestyle, and it's being denigrated with the big corporations, and it's just sad. And hopefully that will change in the future. But the Carl Vinson, my other friend was on, he said that they were like 30 years apart on it. He said they were off the East Coast, and all of a sudden there was an alarm on the ship, and there was this huge ship above the Carl Vinson, and it was over. It was bigger than the Carl Vinson. It was stationary over the ship, and when they got to the top of the command just said, we don't mess with them anymore. So there are stories out there from people that were involved with certain instances like that. And again, the Carl Vinson, my friend also, his son was off the coast of Afghanistan in 2001, 3 weeks before 9/11. And what they were doing off Afghanistan was they were flying sorties into Afghanistan, planning out bombing routes. Now this is before we found out that those boogeymen did the World Trade Center, and he would report back to the he would fly in these sorties so that he could report back to the commander of the ship as to what agenda they were taking. And I think that the purpose of bombing Afghanistan was to get things cleared out of the way for the Unocol pipeline. Now, that's my own theory.
Right.
To get rid of some, armament that might be old, but that's another story that has not been really told by anybody.
And thanks for bringing it up, because I wasn't thinking about the Middle East today, but Apparently, Russia is going to have two bases that they're going to leave permanently in Syria. A port, and guess what you can park in that port? You ships that have nuclear weapons. One of them is going to be an air base with all the support there. I think this Middle East stuff, they threw a real monkey wrench into the grand plans of the neocons, some of which are still...
Go ahead. I don't have a problem with that, because Russia kicked out the bankers. Syria doesn't have the bankers.
That's right.
And people want to bring it down to reality. It's the fact that the Rothschilds don't have control over those countries and their natural resources.
That's exactly right.
And Afghanistan has many natural resources that we're now helping them, I guess, take care of.
I'm sure we are. And of course, the CIA and, well, their Black Budget Operations Group, they need money. They don't like to be tracked and traced, and how many billions go into their nefarious deeds, supposedly in the United States' best interests of national security. If I hear this one more time out of any of these neocons, man, if they're within striking distance, I'll slap the snot out of them.
Yeah, well, the national security, like the Bushes and Clintons running drugs in the MENA, Arkansas, that was helping our security.
Even Barry Seal had a hand in that one. Jeez, oh,
right.
Pete. You know, that was never admitted to in the movie that Hollywood produced, but, that, you know, we never looked to Hollywood for anything except...
Well, Larry Nichols is another one that, you know, just exposes those criminals, both families, just total criminals.
All right, John, I got to keep moving.
God bless you and Ron. God bless you, and I hope you can find out what happened to Deborah Tavares. She's nowhere to be found.
I'm still looking for Wynn Parker. He's no place to be found.
Yeah, the canary's in the mine, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, I'm the canary that people need to watch. if I get blown out of the saddle here, Annie, grab your gun.
Well, God bless you both.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
I bet.
First of all, about Wynn Parker.
Yes.
There's a guy that always called in from Utah. He calls in to Robert's Reibolt show. He seems to know Wynn Parker very well. I wonder if he called Robert Reibolt if he would know who that caller is.
Okay.
Because he seemed to know him.
Well, it's just distressing.
I like to find Wynn Parker too.
Yeah, it's just.
I hope nothing's happened to him.
It's just distressing when the network tries to get a hold of somebody. And Mike Bordop here, he was contacted by his assistant that said that just continue to run repeats. Well, that doesn't tell me anything.
No.
And I would, inquiring minds want to know.
Right. Well, I listened to him every Sunday, and, you know, he didn't sound good. He didn't sound like he was going to last much longer, you know? So I just wonder.
Mm. Well,
anyway.
Yeah.
Reason I called, you're talking about the cattle. I've got a little story to tell. I get my meat from a farmer down the street here, and they're Piedmontese. They're a special breed of animal that's low fat, and they raise them organic and grass fed.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, we pay a premium for that meat because of the care and the fact that they're organic.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Let me ask you this. Do they know how to age their beef? Because here's the problem with most people that sell the organic cow this and whatever, organic that. People that sell organic beef, that's all fine and dandy. I appreciate that very much. You know, no antibiotics in there and none of the growth steroids and all
right.
that. And that I really do appreciate
right.
that. But when they bring that to their selective market, I mean, the beef is as tough as shoe leather because they don't know how to age the beef.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
I mean,
anyway, going with the story, here you got this premium organic beef of the Piedmontese, and so they take them up to the man who's going to package the meat. Well, some do-gooder animal lovers let all the cattle out.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so they let them all out. They're running all over North Branch. And anyway, what happened was now they can't sell it organically because they don't know what the cattle had eaten while they were out. And they never did get one back.
Wait a minute.
Now they can't sell it for their premium cost.
Did they get the cows back or not?
Most of them got back,
okay,
yes,
good,
except
good,
one.
Good.
Yeah. But now they've lost all their value. Anyway, so do good.
And
the cattle are still going to die.
Okay, and Laura, hold on here a second, because I'm trying to extract from you who these do-gooders are and what they thought they were doing. Are they
animal activists.
They're animal activists, so they're vegans, and they don't want you eating beef?
Well, like PETA, yeah.
Okay. You know, there was a lady from England. This was several years ago. And I guess of the same ilk, same mindset, about butchering chickens and cows and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I sent her back an email, and I said to her, I said, I take it then you're vegan. I said, you haven't heard? I said, plants scream when you pull them out of the ground. I never heard back from her.
You got her.
Yeah.
You got her. Okay, my last thing I was going to say. Talk about UFOs. You can go to Ezekiel in the Bible, and there's a description of a UFO in Ezekiel.
Yeah.
It's highly polished bronze. And, of course, back then they didn't know how to explain what this thing looked like. It said it moved, but the people moved not. And they were only used to carts with wheels on the side, but didn't have wheels. So everybody go to Ezekiel and see if there's a UFO in Ezekiel.
Okay, Laura, thank you very much for that. All right. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Gosh. Mike in Colorado. Nothing about cows and nothing about UFOs, please.
Well, hey, John, I called to give you the Medal of Honor for 2017, as long as you promise to never, ever, ever say UFO on your broadcast again. But seriously, last year, I know Ron remembers, and I hope you remember, this time last year, you were sitting there telling your audience, if you guys want me to continue, I will. Give us the support, and we'll keep going. And between a man and a man, you sounded whipped. And tonight, listening to you after going to the farm, you sound energized and full of something and vinegar, and you are ready to go, and I am so excited about that.
Well, I am too, because I'll tell you what, it's been a rough last 3 years or so, and I'm feeling, any time that I can go wrench a knee and pull an arm out of the socket and not care, I know I'm okay.
When I was in my early 20s, my uncle used to tell me that old age is not for the weak.
Yeah.
And it flew right over my head, and I turned 50 this year, and I kind of understand what you're talking about. And
Ron, did you hear Mike? He turned 50.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Jesus. Mike, I'm telling you, all the aches and the pains.
I don't even remember 50. That was so long ago.
I don't remember 40, for God's sakes.
And not a cow story, but a life story. My granddad ran a couple hundred head in South Dakota, and I used to go out there and help him. And I learned more about life from being around the experience similar to what you went through than anywhere else on the entire planet.
And, Mike, that is, I appreciate you saying that, because for most people in the Matrix, what is it for them to go grocery shopping? And they pick up a pound of hamburger, or they pick up a chuck steak, or that's sterile. They want vegetables, they don't grow them, they buy a can or a bag of vegetables. They have no idea, and they have been removed from exactly what you just said, and thank you very much for saying it. Because
you're welcome. I say when you're 14 and you do a branding / castration event, it leaves a mark.
Yeah, well, I wasn't out there for the shooting of the cow, because, quite frankly, I would have preferred somebody else do that. But it's life. It's life and death. It's what we all face. But for the people that don't appreciate those farmers that are trying to do the right thing, grow the healthiest stuff they can, or if you're a cattle farmer, whatever the case may be, there are people out there that can't even make a living because stuff is getting imported and the market's being diluted with cheap crap. That'd be all okay if we didn't want a standard of living in this country. We at one time, hell, there was... the sky was the limit. And now what do we have? Now what do we have?
Well, and they've stolen it, and you're doing your best to try to get it back, and Ron is doing his best, and I appreciate it. And come the middle of next month, I'll send you another little donation, a Other than that, you guys have a great show.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's. I wanted to mention that us running these commercials, one voiced Mike entirely by Mike Rivero. Is that a minute long? 2 minutes? And the other one, the three-parter that Herzog, myself, and Rivero have done, it's starting to impact people, and they're starting to respond. And we do appreciate it, folks. We got enough listeners out there. You know, the last thing that I want to do is keep cranking my head around and finding out that the hound is are at the door. You know, I all this in heaven, too. At any rate, I hear that. 800-313-9443. You can bring up whatever topic you like. We'll get into some news and information here. Ron McDonald with us on a Wednesday, not a Monday. And he won't be here next Monday either. But he's here today. 800-313-9443.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ron, they say it's never good to cry over spilled milk. You know what I ran across during the break?
Spilt milk.
No.
okay.
It was my catalog that they gave me, and this damn thing's expensive. At a Harley-Davidson dealer when I bought my Sportster, my 1200, and yeah. I opened the damn thing up right to the page, and there it is.
Mm.
You know, I never did hear back from that guy from England. Not boo, hey, I got the bike, hey, this is great, nothing. Limeys.
Well. Yeah, they have a distinct personality that is unemotional, don't they? Or is that just my generalizing?
I know. I don't know. By the way, former Facebook exec, he makes an admission. I think we've created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. The short-term, dopamine-driven feedback loops we've created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. You are being programmed. Here's the four-minute presentation.
I want to bring us back to the point that you were making about exploiting consumer behavior in a consumer internet business. You said that this is a time for soul-searching in social media businesses, and you were part of building the largest one. What soul-searching are you doing right now on that?
I feel tremendous guilt. I think we all knew in the back of our minds, even though we feigned this whole line of like there probably aren't any really bad unintended consequences, I think in the back, deep, deep recesses of our minds, we kind of knew something bad could happen. But I think the way we defined it was not like this. It literally is a point now where I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. And I would encourage all of you as the future leaders of the world to really internalize how important this is. If you feed the beast, that beast will destroy you. If you push back on it, we have a chance to control it and rein it in. And it is a point in time where people need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on.
And let me pause this for a second. Ron, I've come up with the very short term that what we need in this country is a shut the hell up day. All medias, including ourselves, newspapers, magazines, the fake news, everybody needs to take a 24-hour break. Create an absolute vacuum of information out there. And what I think it will do to the human mind is hit the reset button. But that's just a thought.
The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. And it's not an American problem. This is not about Russian ads. This is a global problem. So we are in a really bad state of affairs right now, in my opinion. It is eroding the core foundations of how people behave by and between each other.
All right, let me take the break here coming up so I can play the rest of this. Otherwise, we would have blown through the top of the hour ID and everything else. At any rate, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. We are live, folks. We are not Memorex today. 800-313-9443. Had some downtime, some Christmas time, time for reflection, time for hopefully some serious thought of what we're going to be facing in 2018. I'm sorry. Vince Vannelli is going. Oh, he's going to come on. Oh, okay. He must have been listening to the show today. He's eavesdropping. Damn it, Vannelli. And he'll get this through the internet delay. By the time we get back, he would have heard what I just said. All right, folks, hang on. Top of the hour break, second hour coming up. Ron McDonald is with us, as he's been with. You want to talk about dedication? 8 years. How many days and how many minutes? You don't have that down?
I don't have that down.
Okay. The question before we go to the top of the hour break, when's the book coming?
It's getting near, let's put it that way.
Yeah, so's next Christmas.
Yeah, that's probably when it'll come out.
don't make me come out there. All right, top of the hour break here, folks. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.